The debate over the partial government shutdown and funding for Immigration and Customs Enforcement has moved to the House of Representatives, where Democrats are demanding changes to ICE enforcement. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries is the House Minority Leader.
Nobody is above the law. ICE officers should be held to the same standards as every other member of law enforcement in the country who put their lives on the line for us. Law enforcement officers, police officers at home in New York and across the country. And ICE needs to be reined in. They're out of control. They need to be brought to heel so that there is a level of accountability and professionalism that the American people are demanding.
President Donald Trump struck a deal last week with senators to separate funding for the Department of Homeland Security from a broader budget package after public outrage over two shooting deaths during protests in Minneapolis. Under the plan approved by the Senate, the Department of Homeland Security would be funded temporarily until February 13th, setting up a deadline for Congress to try to find consensus on new restrictions on ICE operations. Jeffries says Democrats have the high ground on the issue, and without dramatic changes to ICE and the Department of Homeland Security, a full-year appropriation is in deep trouble.
And so Democrats are committed to this fight. And again, we've made clear, line in the sand, red line, we've articulated the things that will be necessary for there to be a full-year appropriations bill connected to ICE funding, because we're standing on the side of the American people, some of whom have been killed in cold blood by ICE in plain sight, horrifying the American people.
Among the changes that Democrats want in ICE legislation are an end to roving patrols in cities, a halt to the detention and deportation of U.S. citizens, and an enforceable code of conduct for federal agents. They also want a requirement that agents unmask, something Republicans largely oppose. Another demand is that agents wear body cameras. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced Monday that agents in Minneapolis will be issued body cameras, with other regions to be added as funding permits. But some critics are wary of that proposal, noting fears over selective release of body camera footage. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has weighed in, urging Congress to approve the Senate-passed measure without change. Republicans are hoping to bring it to a vote as soon as Tuesday, though that may be more easily said than done. Right now, the measure is in committee. Republican Steve Scalise is the House Majority Leader.
We always work till the midnight hour to get the votes, and you know, you never start the process with everybody on board. You work through it, and you could say that with every major bill we pass.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.